Welcome to The Two-Man Game. I'm your host, Landon Holland, and with me, as always, my co-host, Xavier Rocha. What's up, Roach?
What's going on, Dando? How have you been?
Doing good. I'm happy we got some NBA basketball back. I think this All-Star break that we had about a week ago is just disappointing for all NBA fans. Not only that we missed out on a whole week of great NBA action, especially in this amazing season that we have going on right now, but just a underwhelming All-Star break, especially with the All-Star game. But yeah, I don't think we need to talk much about the break at all.
Yeah, no, let's just congratulate Mac McClung and move on.
Let's move on from that. Yeah, but biggest thing going on in the league that people are talking about still after the deadline is Kevin Durant moving on from the Brooklyn Nets, headed to Phoenix, and he is set for his debut on Wednesday against the Hornets. It is in Charlotte, so it won't be his first home game, but should be an easy win for Phoenix, as Charlotte's one of the lower teams in the league, and just gets KD back in action next to his new teammates. Not like a big time game or anything. So what are your thoughts on his debut on Wednesday tomorrow?
Yeah, this should be a game that, you know, he doesn't have to play heavy minutes in, which will be good, like a nice little comeback game that he can maybe play like 20, 25 minutes, not go too hard, but kind of just get back into the flow of things and get some rhythm. The biggest question I have with his return, though, is just like you see with these quote-unquote super teams, they sometimes take a while to kind of find a rhythm, find a chemistry, and get working together. I kind of wonder if 20 games is enough to find that rhythm and be ready for the playoffs. I don't know how you feel about that, but I feel like that could be a tricky part, like, and something that a lot of people didn't talk about when talking about this trade. I feel like usually these super teams have like a lot of like a full season to gear up and get ready for the playoffs, and they still don't turn out to win that first year. I mean, you can look back at like the Heatles, they lost in 2011 to Dirk. Did make it to the finals but didn't finish. And like the Nets too, I know they dealt with some injuries, but they also flamed out. So like you look at these situations and sometimes they take a little bit more time to gel, and that could be a sticky thing with this situation.
Yeah, I think getting him back is crucial for this team before like there's 10 games left in the season, because I mean, with how tight the race is for seeding, and especially the Suns are the 4 seed right now, but only 4 games ahead of the 13 seed, which that's just a testament to how good the depth is in the West. And they also have a tough remaining schedule. I'm looking right now and it says they have the 9th toughest remaining strength of schedule. They have Denver twice, who has been the best team in the West all year. They have the Lakers twice, who we'll talk about them later, why they might not be such a tough game. They have Milwaukee, Dallas, Golden State, Philadelphia. I mean, yeah, they got some tough games where even at full strength, they got to have their guys out there playing well together to win. And I don't think they want to risk falling into the play-in and even to get good seeding and hopefully get home court in at least the first series or two.
Yeah, they definitely, I mean, if they would slip, that'd be a huge loss. Like, especially having home court advantage, even just in round one, would be huge for this team, just to kind of get settled in and be comfortable in that first round. And that first round could also be a nice way to kind of get a feel for how they're going to play in the playoffs with the kind of shot makers and playmakers they have on their team. But I mean, you can kind of look at KD joining the Warriors and kind of feel like it's going to be okay. Like, even though I did bring that up, it's probably more than likely going to be okay. He is a player that can literally play with anyone and just fit perfectly in really any system, because he can hit any shot, can take people off the dribble, and even play make. So he can really do everything. And he's going to fit right into what the Phoenix Suns do. I think him, Chris Paul, and Devin Booker are like three of the top four mid-range shot makers in terms of like makes. So like it's going to be perfect for him to run that high pick and roll with Ayton, just like Booker does, come downhill, hit a pull-up jumper, hit Ayton rolling, or hit an open shooter. Like, they're going to fit perfectly fine. So I'm not too worried. It's just kind of a question, like, could they end up like fizzing out and not being as good as we think right away, just because they don't have a lot of time? But they should be fine.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not worried. If I'm being honest, I'm not worried about this team really at all. When it comes to if they slip a spot or two, or wherever they end up in the standings, if they're fully healthy, I think, looking at the West right now, the only team that I could see giving them serious issues is Denver as of now. Like, I think those are the two teams I'm looking at right now to contend in the West, but it also is just such a year of so many teams competing that anything could really happen. But yeah, I just am excited to watch KD play alongside these guys, and I think they're going to be great.
Yeah, and looking up and down the West, it's really, really tight race. A lot of teams within a game, half a game of each other. Teams two games out of jumping from 12 to 6. And there's so much implications like surrounding these last 20 games. Like, all these teams have to care so much and be ready to play in every single game. Out of the top, what is this? Six. I'll do 5 through 12, because I think the Suns will kind of be fine. But out of 5 through 12, what teams do you think are gonna fall, and what teams do you think will stay in? Like, do you see the Jazz falling? Do you see the Pelicans falling? Timberwolves?
Yeah, I think. I mean, I don't even know if you could count Sacramento as a lock.
Really?
I think. I mean, they've been great. Don't get me wrong, but I still have my doubts about that team, and I wouldn't be shocked if they went on a skid at some point and fell. And I don't think they're going to fall out of the top six, but I wouldn't be surprised if they're hovering around 6 to 7 towards the end of the year and playing important games to stay in the top six. But out of like 5 through 6, I think Dallas is going to be safe. I know they just had a disappointing loss to the Lakers, blew a 27-point lead, but I think with the roster they have and the consistency of Luka and Kyrie throughout this year, I think they're going to find a way to win enough games to get them in the top six. And then I think the Clippers will I think the top six is likely to stay the top six. But that all determined by when Curry comes back, I think, which I'm not 100%. Do you have any idea?
I think he's like a week out or so. Like, yeah, he's not too far away from being back.
So if he gets back and the Warriors start humming again, then I could see like all of those three teams battling for 5, 6, and 7. And then I think Utah's going to fall out of the top 10. I've said this all year. I still don't think they're as quality of a team as some of these other teams. I think New Orleans, it all depends on, I mean, I don't think Zion's going to come back anytime soon. So I think it's likely they slip, or stay around that 10 spot. And I think Minnesota will probably stay in the top 10. So yeah, then, I think Portland will probably move up if Dame keeps playing like this to the top 10. And I think it'll come down to like a Lakers, New Orleans, or something like that.
Okay.
And I think Utah will probably fall out.
Yeah, I mean, the Jazz are definitely like out of the top 12. They're like the team that you think would fall out, but they just continue to win. Like, it doesn't make a lot of sense, but they just win games behind Lauri Markkanen, and now Walker Kessler is playing out of his mind as a shot blocker and paint beast down there for him. So I don't, like, I want to say that they'll fall out, but like they just keep winning. I think the Pelicans are definitely going to be a team to slip because Zion doesn't come back. They're on a 4-game losing streak right now. And I don't know if things are looking up for them, really. I mean, without your best player, it's really tough to get wins, and that's being shown. They have a tough road trip coming up.
Yeah, they took a loss to Orlando last night.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, they were on a tough road trip. 4-game road trip, 1 at home, then 3 on the road again. So, honestly, a brutal schedule for them over this next week. So, I mean, a few more losses there, and they're sitting at 12 or 13. So not a great spot to be there. I do agree with you that it's going to come down. I feel like the Lakers are going to hang around, and they're just going to be there fighting for the 10 seed until the end. And with the way the Dame's been playing, I think the Blazers will move up too once they get Nurkic and Anthony Simons back. I think they'll start playing way better. And Dame won't have to carry the load so much. So, yeah, I agree that the Pelicans are definitely going to fall out. I'm skeptical. I want the Jazz to fall out, but I don't think they will. So,
wow.
It's going to be close.
Yeah, if I had to guess, I think Jazz and Pelicans fall out and Blazers and Lakers move in. But, yeah, it's so close that you can't really be confident with any of those predictions. And you think the Thunder are past trying to play for the playoffs this year?
I mean, they easily could still make it. Shea's missed the last 2 games with a hip. I don't know, like, I doubt they're going to rush him back at all. Like, just let him take his time.
Yeah, I don't think they care for him to come back anytime
soon.
So,
and if they can lock down, like, a top 6 odds,
yeah,
to go get Victor, like, I feel like they should do that, so.
Yeah. Did you want to touch on Dame's 71-point game? Just give your thoughts on that. I don't know if you watched that live or just caught the highlights.
No, I caught the highlights, but I was reading some stuff and just how, like, it's like the most efficient 70-plus-point game in the history of the game or something like that, which is just crazy coming from a guard and, like, how many threes he took in that game. I think he took, like, 23s or something? 22. But I mean, him was 71 this year. D. Mitch was 71. Like, someone's gonna hit 81 here soon, and pass Kobe, you think?
Yeah, I didn't think that was gonna happen. And like, it never seemed to be close. Like, I remember Booker hit 70, maybe like 5 or 6 years ago, and that seemed crazy. I don't even know if we've. I think that might be the last 70-point game until this year.
Yeah, it was.
And then we've had 2 this year. But yeah, with the scoring that's going on, and just like the game the other night with the Kings and Clippers, like both hitting 170. Like, yeah.
That's crazy. What do you think of
possible?
Just after that double overtime game, Adam Silver is coming out saying they need to implement something to stop double overtimes and all that stuff. It's like a set score that you hit, and then
I think that's terrible.
Yeah.
Give me all the overtimes.
It's not like they happen all the time. Like, he was making a big deal about it and didn't really make much sense.
Yeah, I don't see the big issue. It's not like they're full quarter overtimes or anything. It's just like 5 minutes. Maybe like they could cut the overtime to like 4 minutes or something in the future, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, even, yeah, shorter overtime would help a little bit if they are too worried about that. But
yeah.
What are your thoughts on, I mean, you did say that the Lakers were going to stay in, but, like, what do they need now with LeBron? I think he's going to miss 2 to 3 weeks. Like, what do you think they need to stay but before LeBron gets back? Like, record-wise, what do you think they need to be at?
Yeah, I mean, they do have one of the easier strengths of schedule going forward. And ever since they made that Westbrook trade, they've, other than a few games, they've looked really good. I really like what I've seen from their new guys, especially Jared Vanderbilt. I know the last game against Dallas, he put up like absurd numbers. I think he had like high teens in both points and rebounds. And he was just that energy that they needed to come back in that game. Had some steals off the ball too. And just that rebounding really impacts this team with Davis being really the only force, especially with LeBron out on the glass. But yeah, I think Dennis Schroeder has picked it up a lot in the second half of the season. He's been super good when I've watched him play. Looking more and more like his last year in OKC, being able to play make, get to the bucket, and hit open shots. I think D'Lo could be huge once he gets back from his ankle injury. And then, yeah, I like what I've seen from the guys. Austin Reeves, Malik Beasley's been good. So I think if they just can get consistent efforts from their role players and Davis is a good version of Anthony Davis, they should be able to string together more wins than losses with their strength of schedule. So yeah, I don't think they should be below 500 in these next, I don't know, 10 or so games that LeBron might have to sit out. So if they can stay above 500, I think they'll have a good shot once LeBron returns to make that final push for the play-in.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like definitely D'Lo is a huge like part of this. If he can get back soon, like within a game or two, and be playing how he was for Minnesota before they made that trade to LA, and then you get a really good version of Anthony Davis, this team should be fine with the kind of games that they're going to have coming up. And then, I mean, obviously you just need the role players to hit open shots and stuff. But I agree with you. Schroeder's looking good. Like, that was a good pickup for the Lakers. He's definitely looking back to having that insanely quick first step. His hesitation's really good. And then he just comes off screen so smooth and just has a nice little pull-up jumper. Yeah, he's providing a big spark for this Lakers team as of late. So if he can also keep playing well, hit his shots, and get the team into offense, they should. I think they'll be fine as long as, like you said, can hover around 500 basketball while LeBron's out. So,
yeah, and D'Lo's great, but Schroeder's kind of that 1-2 guy with Anthony Davis. And sometimes when I watch the Lakers play, I feel like Schroeder is way more important than like D'Lo or some of those other guys with the ball, just because he just handles so many of the possessions and the flow of the game for the Lakers. So if he can continue to be playing at this high level, because I know like I watched a game like a week ago against the Blazers and Schroeder was terrible and they just got absolutely blown out. So he's a big factor for them for sure.
Yeah, let's get into a hot team out east. Let's talk about the Milwaukee Bucks. They're on a 14-game win streak right now. Have won a lot of games, or a few games, with Giannis missing as well here as of late. What are your thoughts on the Bucks, and do you think they can just keep extending this win streak? I mean, 14, once you get into the teens of like winning streaks, that's a long time. So, which is incredible.
Yeah, I mean, they've been my pick to win the finals all year long, and I mean, I haven't gone away from that, even though I'm starting to want to just because of this Kevin Durant trade. I'm still going to stick with the Bucks to win the finals. And just like you said, with Giannis being out, still being able to win these games, just is a testament to how consistent their team is, how well Budenholzer has those guys playing every night. And I mean, if you've been watching Bucks games, you know how good Drew Holiday's been.
So good
during this stretch. Not only is he one of the best defenders in the league, but over these last few games, he's had some amazing offensive performances. Shooting the ball really well, creating for other guys, getting to the rim, drawing fouls. Yeah, Drew Holiday's been one of the best point guards in the league over the last couple months, which is saying a lot with how many good point guards are in our league. So I think, honestly, Drew Holiday is one of the big reasons for this win streak, and as well as just the consistency of their defense, as well as the great three-point shooting they have. I know Jay Crowder has just been inserted into the lineup, and I watched some of that Phoenix game where he played, which was fun to watch because he just got traded from Phoenix and he had all that drama go down last year. But yeah, I think Jay Crowder is just going to be another ingredient to make this team even tougher to beat down the stretch and going into the playoffs. So yeah, I mean, Drew Holiday, that's my first thought when you ask about why this team's on this win streak.
Yeah, and I mean, also the fact that they're getting, like, Chris Middleton's getting back integrated as well. I know he's going to start coming along and looking like himself here soon. So, I mean, once they get him back too, Giannis shouldn't be out for too long with this knee injury now. So, I mean, I feel like they can definitely keep rolling. I know they have the Nets tonight, and then they have Orlando. So those could be two good wins. Orlando has a chance again to break another win streak. I know they broke Boston's earlier this year. It's like nine games.
3-0 against Boston, Orlando is.
Yeah, and then Orlando broke Philly's like 8-game win streak or something earlier this year. So they could have a shot to break Milwaukee's 15-game win streak if it comes down to that. So that'd be fun for Orlando. But, I mean, if Giannis comes back and Chris Middleton starts looking good with Drew Holiday playing incredible basketball, just his shot-making, clutch shot-making has just been amazing, along with, obviously, his defense is just stellar. This team's definitely poised to go a deep run in the playoff again. And, I mean, I like their chances with Giannis leading this team. So, just exciting time for the Milwaukee Bucks again.
Yeah, are they your favorites or Boston in the East? Or Philly?
I mean,
who's your team?
For me, it really does depend on Chris Middleton. Like, if he can come start looking like himself here soon, like 15 games out or 10 games out from the playoffs, I definitely would probably go Milwaukee. Drew Holiday's a big part of that. Like, he's playing some of his best basketball, like, ever. So he's definitely a huge part in that. But if Chris Middleton's not looking like himself, I'd probably go Phoenix or Boston. But I do like the Bucks if Cash Money Chris is looking good.
Cash Money. Yeah, and another team that's been rolling lately in the East, the New York Knicks, who have won, I think they've won 8 of their last 10 games with some impressive wins in there. What do you think about this Knicks team? Do you think they have a shot to win a playoff series this year, or what do you think about this team?
They can definitely win a playoff series. I don't think they're going much further than that because they're going to run into yeah. Boston or Milwaukee in the second round. So that's just not going to be winnable for that team, I don't think. But they've been, like, if you're a Knicks fan, you have been loving this season. Brunson's just been unbelievable for them. His patience with the ball and just his ability to just pump fake and pivot and get buckets is just amazing to watch. He's so good. But yeah, they can definitely win a playoff series. They're super versatile now with Josh Hart on the defensive end. A lot of them can switch. Brunson's an underrated defender as well. He really does try on that end of the floor, which I like. And being 9 games over .500 really isn't like a joke. Like, that's a really good basketball team. And I mean, they're just starting to look better and better, and they've won their last three games with Brunson really struggling from the field, which has been super good to show that they can still win even when Brunson isn't playing like top tier. But yeah, it's good to see that Brunson also still has an impact on the game, even when he's not, because like you're feeling his penetration in those games and like the defense's engagedness, or like how engaged they are on Brunson, and it just gives the guys easier looks. So just amazing pickup in Brunson, and the Knicks can definitely win a playoff series to answer your question.
Yeah, I don't have much to add to that. I think Jalen Brunson is pretty much the sole reason why this team has improved so much this year, with a roster very similar to what it was in the past couple years. They just were definitely missing that piece of clutch shooting down the stretch and somebody who can organize an offense really well. And he is both of those things at a high level. Yeah, I don't see this team probably winning a series. Just because
who would they have right now? Do they have?
Yeah, they would. Right now, they would have Cleveland. They would.
That'd be an incredible series, though.
That'd be a sweep.
You think?
Give me the Cavs in five. Give me the Cavs in five.
Yeah, I know you're high on those Cavaliers.
Yeah, but
I am too. I love the Cavs, but the Knicks are really good. Whether or not
the Knicks win a series, I think this season's going to be one to be proud of. Even if they do start losing some games down the stretch, they have shown to make a great move in the signing of Jalen Brunson. And yeah, I think down the stretch, got to look for consistency out of RJ Barrett. I think that's one of the big things. And then just continuing to grab wins down the stretch to improve their seeding. But yeah.
Yeah, I will tell you this. New York is 2-1 against Cleveland, and they got them one more time, March 31st. So we'll see. We'll see who wins the season series. Cleveland tie it up, or will New York win 3-1?
Yeah, I don't think it matters. Give me a 7-game series, Cleveland in five. Cleveland in five.
There you have it. When the Cavs lose, I'm coming for you, Dando. Ready to close it out?
Yeah. Well, hope everybody enjoyed. We will see you next time.
See you guys.